Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
That's what we're here for. Gig Is Showing. And it's tomorrow.
Yeah, the first one, yeah.
But you've been playing around the country, haven't you?
Yeah, in September I was doing a bunch of shows. Played in Hokitika and Littleton. Where else did I play? Wellington. It's so long ago now.
Is it? It's only...
Oh, no. But I went to Spain in the meantime, so it was like this...
Did you?
This whole kind of thing in my life that's just, you know, it kind of blocks everything out.
What did you do? What were you doing in Spain?
I went on a holiday and played a few shows. I've got a band over there, like some friends that we met at a... I played at this club once called Hi How USB, and it's like a members indie club in Barcelona. And we just had the most amazing show there. It was like just everyone just, it was so hot. It was like body temperature in the room. But just such enthusiastic crowd. I'd never experienced anything like it. And we just became friends with the people that ran the place. It was people in their late 30s at the time, or, you know, my age at the time, who just had this cool, like, club, and you could buy like a €1 beer, and that they had 4,000 members, but people were just
members indie club. That's a great idea. I suppose a bigger population could support that.
Yeah, and they just had like a practice space, recording studio, and then they'd open it up once a month and have a club night, and that kind of paid for their rent. It was just cool. We just met these really lovely people and met this whole scene. Like, basically, just instantly met this whole. The whole local indie scene, basically. So we went back and played Primavera Sound the next year, and they, Eloy and Laura, who both play in this band called Gudar, they were my band, along with my friend Ryan McFunn, who lives in Oslo now. So we just, and then COVID happened, and I don't know, lots of things happened. So we just got together and played a couple of shows for the first time in 6 years.
Last month.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And my friend Stu was like, he was looking at my concert thing and was like, Hokitika. And then the next one was Barcelona. It was like he was like, that's the first time that's ever appeared on a tour itinerary together.
Yeah. So you've had a little bit, did you play the same things in Spain that you played in?
I did a show in Valencia that was a solo show that was kind of the same show, although it's a little bit different because the show I'm doing, it's just different because people don't speak English as a first language, so they don't understand the lyrics.
Do they not? I would have thought that would have been a...
Not in the same way. Like,
right. Most European countries, although Spain possibly not.
Spain not heaps of... They do speak English, but like we were talking on the last night, we were talking about the Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
And they were saying, oh, we love the Beastie Boys. And we're talking about that song Intergalactic. And they were saying, another direction. And then I was like, oh, it's not another direction, it's another dimension. And they were like, their minds were completely blown. For the last 25 years, they'd been, all of them thought that lyric was another direction, not another dimension. So I think there's just little, they're kind of just seeing a phonetic version of what they hear. It means the show feels different, like, to not, you know, when I play the show here, the solo show, people laugh at the jokes.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's good. Are they jokes?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't write the songs thinking about them being comedy songs, but they...
Wait, I thought you meant in between songs.
During
the songs.
They definitely didn't laugh at my Spanish, attempts at Spanish jokes, but they, yeah, just the little lines, the kind of like references in the song lyrics.
Yeah, okay, so tomorrow, this is the first date of solo shows throughout Auckland?
Yeah.
At the Parr Homestead, a part of their Sunday concert series?
Yeah.
Right.
So I booked this ages ago. I was like, I just had this whim that I was probably going to be coming from Spain, I'm going to need some money. So I better book a show. And then it's ended up turning into a run, so I'm playing at Lee Sawmill and playing at the Waiheke Musical Museum, which is an interesting venue, and also playing at at Lopdale House, and which is my local. I live out in Titirangi, so.
Right. Where do you live in Titirangi?
On Otatori Bay Road. Where, yeah.
My son lives on Otatori Bay Road.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I won't ask what number you are.
Yeah. That's enough details.
Yeah, that's enough details. All right. What number, Otatori Bay Road?
Yeah, this is fodder for the stalkers.
You got some?
No.
James Milne, a.k.a. Lawrence Arabia, is my guest. We're talking about first show in a series of Tamaki Makaurau shows, Tomorrow at the Pa Homestead. And in terms of how you're putting this show together, what are you taking with you? What instruments have you got?
Well, fortunately, there's the grand piano there, so that saves me taking a grand piano. It's just guitars and piano, yeah. I mean, I find a grand piano is generally enough to...
Yeah, that's enough. You switch between the two.
Yeah.
So they've got that there. What are you going to do it? What about Lopdale House? Have they got a...
They've got a piano. The venues have pianos, right. Lee's still got a grand piano, as far as I know.
What is the musical museum on? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
What's that?
I think it's near the Artworks Theatre in Oneroa, and... I saw a picture of the room. It's just got a bunch of old instruments, and I'm going to play on a piano in there, but there's got, you know, like old harmoniums, and I don't know. It's just one of those quirky places that are on little islands. It's just people who have obviously an enthusiast and who's got a collection of cool old instruments.
All right, well, this song that that... tried to sneak into George Harrison.
Yeah, sorry, George.
Yeah, into the inner light. In fact, I did not just try, it succeeded.
It very rudely, completely interrupted it.
Yeah, nothing to do with me.
No.
Nothing to do with operator error. So this is from the developed world. You're playing this in your solo show?
Yeah. We'll see how the mood takes me, but yeah.
Oh, so the set list isn't set in concrete.
I can never, because sometimes I write the set list down, and then sometimes it's just like, why did I put that here? It doesn't feel right. It just feels really jarring after the moment you just experienced with the previous song. So
it feels right for right now.
Right now, yeah.
Okay, the developed world.
Developed. neighbors say it's a beautiful day, and I'm a happy man.
You a happy man, James?
Yes.
Oh, God. Couldn't really say no, could you?
No. Yeah. I did have a brief pause between before the yes, but yeah.
It wasn't even that track that snuck in. It was One Unique Creature.
Yeah, it was. It was completely different.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I feel like I had some part to play in this whole fiasco.
Yeah, it's all your fault.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, so this show tomorrow at Parr Homestead, if people want to go, where do they get tickets from?
They can get tickets from the Arts House Trust website. There's also tickets on Under the Radar, but people seem to be preferring to go to the Arts House Trust website to buy. Either will be fine.
It's going to be a lovely day. It's a beautiful weekend. It's still going to be nice tomorrow.
I haven't checked the forecast.
I had a look at it. But it's an evening gig anyway because it starts at 6.
It starts at 6.
So you can have your Sunday.
It's kind of a twilighty gallery vibe.
Lovely.
Yeah.
But indoors, obviously, where the piano is.
Indoors with a grand piano, yeah.
That's a lovely venue.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful room.
So
yeah.
Nice way to spend a Sunday. You might do a few things during the day and then head off to the gig.
Yeah, I tend to get all I have a little bit of trouble on gig days where I start to get all antsy and get all grumpy. I can't concentrate, and sort of my brain shuts down and turns into it gets into the sort of lizard brain gig mode. And then so I actually struggle to have a good day on a gig.
What time does that start on a Sunday?
As soon as I wake up, I'm just a dick.
Oh, yeah. What are the rest of the family think?
They don't like it.
Oh,
yeah. But I've had to kind of write off gig days a little bit in terms of being a decent human being.
Mm. So what are you thinking about? What you think about the songs you're going to do?
It's just actually just, you know, I needed to change a string on that guitar. Yeah. I just think the little, the minutiae of the
totally
of the whole thing just preoccupies me, and I get overwhelmed.
Yeah, people don't understand what goes into these things, do they? I mean, it's not just if you don't have anybody helping you do those things, you've got to do it all yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. Just it's I wish I was more functional in those situations. And it's like, you know, even like I was mentioning the set list, like I don't know what I'm going to play, and then that really, that starts filling my brain completely. I have no idea what I'm going to, and I just start, you know, agonizing over the set list for hours.
Don't you write it down on a piece of paper?
I do, but I can't commit to it.
Oh, yeah,
and I know there's this. I know, yeah.
What about tuning the piano? Do they make sure it's beautifully tuned?
I don't have to worry about that. Yeah, that's that would be an extra concern if I had to do that.
Yeah, that would be. Can you tune a piano?
No, I've never tried.
Well, that would be even worse.
I've never tried. Learning on the day of a gig would be a step too far. But yeah, I mean, the thing about those gig day stresses is that as soon as the performance starts, it all becomes a lot easier, and then there's a sort of like relief and elation after the show. So it does make the final part of the day really enjoyable, but it's just the first sort of 18 hours of it that
aren't. You can start now if you like, stressing.
No, today's great.
Oh, you're all right today, okay. Yeah. Just sort of,
Gig Eve is fine. It's just the gig day that's
it's in the ether.
Challenging.
All right. Looking at your notes to do with these solo shows, you say, weirdly and happily, I feel more grateful and present at shows now than I think I did 20 years ago. Age related, obviously, or just... are in life?
I think a little bit of everything. I think the most, maybe the most kind of relevant factor in that is just sort of where my career's at. I kind of feel like I've been up and down and had the expectation of having things be successful I've been on the up and then I've been on the down as well. And so to be kind of in this sort of happy middle age sort of it feels more comfortable.
It'd be more comfortable if there was a bit more ka-ching going into the bank account, I'd imagine.
Ka-ching's great, but it's just, I don't know, the ego thing. I think I've just sort of managed to get rid of some of the ego expectation around, you know, shows and things like that. So I just feel more grateful for the presence, you know, like I'm not like, you know, if 100 people show up to my show, I'm not pissed off. I've got enough self-awareness to go, that's, really great, and I'm really happy to be in a room with 100 people coming to listen to my songs rather than be like, oh, I wish it'd been 150.
Yeah, it's spiritually that's a brilliant attitude, obviously, to have that attitude. But it seems to me that a lot of New Zealand musicians always has you know, been one of the things that you can't help but notice.
Yeah.
That it's part and parcel of the New Zealand musician's experience for the most part. You know, not everyone, of course, because the internet's changed so much. The world is much smaller. But still, it's, you know, that trajectory as opposed to the trajectory that somebody of your success and obvious ability and talents would be playing eternally around Europe or wherever to big audiences.
Yeah, I think when I was 25 or whatever, that was my goal, was this sort of juggernaut of success. And the reality that clashing with the reality of what actually transpires is a real challenge.
Sure is.
And it's a challenge for everyone who wants a long career in music, is the brutal collision between reality and your expectations. So, and then, you know, I've definitely had my problems with feeling sad about that at times. And I'm just only just really learning to deal with it on some level, or just building myself back up as a person, a human being. So yeah, I don't know. I think it's just a big challenge for everyone who wants to have a long career in music, is dealing with those challenges. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why I mentioned money, even though it's, you know, supposedly a dirty word. It definitely helps.
It does.
It helps to continue writing, being an artist, when you don't have to actually consider the day-to-day costs of living.
Yeah, and it's one of the forms of validation, I guess.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And the validation that comes with it. But if you take the ego out of it, it's still on a practical level, you know, things that you've got to pay for.
Yeah.
The warrant of fitness, the rent, whatever, the mortgage, etc.
Absolutely.
So the things that you're grateful for now, as you say, life as you know it right now, your family and music.
And I'm very lucky. Yeah, very lucky. And I've still got my health, and yeah, I've got beautiful kids and a lovely house, and you know, I'm really, really lucky.
So how many kids have you got?
I've got two kids,
yeah?
Isabel and Spike, who are 12 and 7.
Ah.
They're possibly listening right now. Hi.
Hi, Isabel. Hi, Spike. And did, I'm not sure whether Isabel would have gone out, but did you go out trick-or-treating with Spike?
They both went out.
Oh, they both did, yeah?
Yeah, Isabel's got a little... It's a big night for 12-year-olds, so yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the costume? Costumery?
She was Glinda the Good Witch from Wicked.
Oh, yeah.
And Spike was a creeper from Minecraft, but he didn't want to keep his hat on. He had it was made of a cardboard box, and I think it was uncomfortable.
who sorted the costumes?
Isabel did. My partner Anne's did the tailoring on the dress for the Wizard of Oz costume, and I looked after the box.
Very good.
Mostly, with a little bit of help from Isabel.
And were the Otatori Bay Road folk generous?
We went to Daffodil Street, which is the hot spot. That's the sort of...
Atkinson and Konani, intersects, yeah. Atkinson and Konani.
Yeah, yeah. So that's where everyone in the neighbourhood's going. And then we went to the RSA afterwards, and there was a big part. There was a kids disco afterwards at the RSA.
Wow, how'd that go down?
It was great.
Was it going off? So, how many houses in Daffodil Road were delivering tricks or treats?
I reckon it was probably about 30% would be, but you know, they're clearly marked. They've got cobwebs and pumpkins and, you know, corpses buried in the front garden.
I know that street very well. It's quite a long street too, so you would have had quite...
It is. It's a good run.
Big run, yeah. All right, well, let's get back to you,
Thank God, that's what I'm here for.
Right. And the show tomorrow, first date of 4.
Yeah.
Just for anybody who can't go to the Par Homestead, do you know the dates of the other gigs?
I can give it a go. Yeah, Sunday the 16th at Lee Sawmill Cafe.
Yeah.
It's an afternoon show, so it's doors at 4. Then Friday the 28th. You always have to do this sort of SWAT before you come for an interview because it's quite hard to remember dates. Friday the 28th of November at the Waiheke Musical Museum. I think that's at normal gig o'clock.
It's a Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday, December the 3rd at the Lopdell House Theatre in Te Tirangi.
Ah, Wednesday, December 3rd.
Yeah.
At Lopdell House in the evening.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Thank you very much, James. And I'm going to play that one unique creature that crept in.
Yeah.
Over George. And thank you for coming up this morning.
A pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And this is Lawrence Arabia, James Milne, One Unique Creature, and Pa Homestead gig tomorrow night at 6 p.m.
6 p.m, yeah.
6 till 8:30. And I'll just check out. Do you know how much the tickets cost?
There's 40 standard and 30 for seniors and students.
Good price.
Yeah.
All right, James, thank you. And here we go with this song. I'm sure it's going to happen. What if it doesn't happen?
I might play the George Harrison song.
Yeah, I could play the George Harrison song. It's not me. It's just happening.
Falling, 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 falling.
95BFM with James Milne, Lawrence Arabia, and one unique creature. And thank you for your texts. This person texts and says, less is always more. It's so much more personable. And Grizzy says, I feel Lawrence Arabia goes beautifully with George Harrison. I think you're right, Grizzy, didn't it? It sort of just blended in very nicely.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.